the island of Santorin, or Thera. On entering the basin of Santorin, one experiences directly the pleasant impression of seeing something utterly new. To the left, we were swiftly borne past a white line of houses perched along the edge of blood-red rocks, which form the northernmost point of the island. This is a Penomeria. Further on, the red promontory of Skaros juts out into the basin, and on it are the crumbling ruins of the medieval fortress. Above this, on black rocks, is perched the white village of Merovilia, 1,000 feet above the sea, which commences a long line of white houses, nearly 2 miles in extent, which blends itself with Thera, the present capital of the island. The steamer stopped in front of a nest of houses clinging to the cliff, which forms the little port. And what astounding houses they are! For the most part, only holes chiselled in the soft volcanic rock, and faced with a fronting of stone, in which is a door, a window above it, and perhaps one on each side. Half of the inhabitants of Santorin, in spite of the encouragement given by the government to the building of regular houses, prefer to live like rabbits in the ground. The capital and one or two of the principal villages now boast of handsome houses properly built, but some of the remote villages are still mere rabbit warrens, excavated in the pumice stone rocks, and they have been for centuries. Before starting on any other expedition in Santorin, we felt it our duty to visit the centre of volcanic activity on the Burnt Islands in the middle of the basin. Accordingly, the following morning found us down at the harbour again and crossing over in a boat to the now slumbering cone. It only took us half an hour to get across to New Burnt Island, around the summit of which, 400 feet above the sea level, volumes of smoke still wreathe and curl, to prove that it is only slumbering to wake again. There are plenty of ships in the bays and creeks of the Burnt Islands, for here they can get that anchorage which the steep cliffs of Santorin do not provide. And furthermore, by a 10-day stay in these waters, the bottoms of the ships become clean without any effort on the part of the sailors. Close to where we landed on New Burnt Island, the water is of a bright orange colour. We'd noticed this from the other side and were curious to examine it. The water, likewise, is almost at boiling heat in parts, and where it was cooler, we bathed our feet, for a hot foot bath is a rarity in the Cyclades. The cause of this colour is oxide of iron, which comes out of the cone and blends with the sea, colouring it for some distance. And then in the water are bubbles of vapour, which stick to the hairs of one's legs. Before the last eruption, there was a bath establishment here, consisting of a church and several houses, much frequented in summertime by invalids. All that is left of it is the vaulted roofs of 2 or 3 houses standing out of the water. Since that time, not a soul has ventured to sleep on this side. The aspect of everything is infernal beyond description. Not a tree grows here, except a few figs, the fruit of which is considered of surpassing excellence. All is black, save a few bright coloured stones and streaks of sulphur. Huge blocks of lava and broken volcanic bombs lie about everywhere. The inhabitants of Akrotiri were very busy visiting today. Each housewife had put on her best and had adorned her table with glasses and delicious sweets. I should be ashamed to say how many spoonfuls of rose leaf or orange flower jam, or how many glasses of liquor we swallowed that day, being careful to remember to wish many years to all around us before touching the beverage with our lips. Amongst other delicacies peculiar to Santorin is tiropita, which literally translated means cheesecake. It is a curious composition, the first ingredient being a curd of sheep's milk, cloron, then some eggs, cheese, barley, cinnamon, mastic and saffron. The impression left upon us when tasting it was that it was horrid, but the Santoriniotes are wild about it, and at Easter time, sooner than be without his cheesecake, a peasant will go through any privation. At this time they bake as many as 50 or 60 for each family, and what they cannot eat, when it is the consistency of a poultice, they dry and soak in their coffee on other feast days. After visiting the prehistoric remains at Akrotiri, we mounted our mules and returned to Thera. About half a mile on this side of the capital is a leper hospital, said to be the best in Greece. There is a white pyramid near it to warn people off, but in spite of this, we went in. There are only 7 inmates now, and each has a cell cut into the volcanic cliff, very tiny but clean. Poor things, they were very surprised to see us and showed us their misfortunes, their withered hands and limbs, with an eager wish for compassion. They have their little chapel, too, with a glass partition to shut them off, and through which they may see their friends. They pressed us very hard to go into the cells and see their possessions, but we preferred to inspect them from outside. They may walk on the cliff within certain limits from time to time, but are never allowed to approach the town. All were old, except one poor lad of 18, and I could not help wishing him a companion of his own age, for it must be very dull for him, with 4 old women and 2 bedridden old men. There are a great number of blear-eyed people in Santorini, dating their troubles, doubtless, from the last eruption, and a painful number of idiots and lunatics, and no asylum for them. One poor fellow I was pointed out at a cafe as being very dangerous at times, for when his fits are on, it takes 5 men to hold him. They just run him into the jail till the paroxysm is past, then let him out again. Everywhere we passed cisterns excavated in the ground and coated with cement. Some of these are 30 to 40 yards in circumference, for Santorini is almost waterless, except for that collected in these cisterns. Every house has its own cistern, and public ones are kept at the expense of the community, at fitting intervals along the roadsides, and provided with a pail for drawing up the water, and troughs for the mules to drink out of. Only 3 natural springs exist on the island, and are in that part which is not volcanic. One of these is called the life-giving stream, and has the curious anomaly of flowing more plentifully in drought. On the same formation, 4 wells have been dug. The rest of the island depends entirely on its cisterns. Considering that the water collected into these reservoirs flows from all sides, from courtyards and alleys, the property of pigs and dogs, I felt rather chary about drinking it. But in reality, it is most delicious water. The pumice stone cement apparently purifies it. It is clear as crystal and cool, but produces rather than allays thirst. There is something very sombre about the dress of the women here. You seldom see one out of mourning. Their heads are tightly enveloped in a black handkerchief, and when the north wind blows and raises the thin, small dust, they cover up their faces altogether, and the north wind can blow with a vengeance at Ferran. We had a biting northern blast for 3 whole days, accompanied by drifting small snow, weather such as we rarely have in England for misery. And when the only available fire is a brazier with charcoal ashes, which gives you a headache if you stoop over it, the only alleviation to your misery is to stay in bed, or take exercise of an exceedingly active nature. Deciding on the latter course on one of these days, I set off for the northern town of Epanomeria. The snow and wind cut our faces terribly. At times it was almost impossible to struggle against the blast. Up at Meroviglia, the ground was hard with frost. We felt perished and decided to return to our brazier and our beds. But our friend the Dimarc put new life into us by another dose of hot tea and rum. So we plodded on till Epanomeria was reached. The road thither is very uneven. Now you climb a rock and are perished by the wind. Now you are in shelter and the sun scorches. Such is the winter climate on a volcano in the sunny south.